Restoring My Soul, Monday the 11th of May. I am co-crucified with Christ. As a believer, we continue to journey with Christ, the Lord's goat, as a member of his body. We are no longer cursed. Our confession is, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The life I now live is Christ, that is, the seed of my divine life as a Son of God, from him, now lives in me. As I live by his faith, my sufferings, which belong to fellowship in him, have a limit. We see that in the place where the word declares, you are not my people, there are two conversations happening. The unrepentant thief received no illumination regarding Christ's lordship. Those who, like this man, maintain their believism, do not recognize that Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. The thief could have believed, for Christ had already demonstrated to the nation that he was the Prince or King of life when he raised Lazarus from the dead. No doubt the thief had heard this account, for Christ had entered Jerusalem on a donkey's foal as the meek and lowly King of glory. However, only those who are poor in spirit are able to receive the faith that belongs to believing and participating in the conversation and conduct of the kingdom. Like the father of the possessed boy, we need to ask the Lord to look on us. The Lord himself has said, "But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word." This is the God-fearer who has acknowledged that they are co-crucified with Christ, have met their King, and are walking by faith as a son of God and citizen of his kingdom. The references used in today's devotions are Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, Romans chapter 14 verse 9, and Isaiah chapter 66 verse 2. For further study, Galatians chapter 2.